My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, hello, welcome to the Healthy Be Human podcast. My name is Callie. I'm your podcast host, and I'm so excited you're here today for today's episode on all the things new month, reset, glow up, level up, whatever word you want to use. We're going to be chatting how you can make this month the best month yet. I feel like August is a transitional period because it's literally, I feel like, the final month of summer. I know halfway through, if you're listening and you're going back to school, technically it's not a full month of summer, but we're concluding summer, and I feel like this is such an awesome transitional month, and it's a great time to really just reground yourself after the summertime and just take a moment to really implement habits into your life that are going to help you become the best version of you and set you up for success this fall. So anyways, that being said, let's get into our self-check-in. Before we do that though, make sure if you like the podcast, send this episode to a friend who you think would really like this episode and would help your friend in their life, and also leave a review if you like it. 5 stars helps a lot and it helps us reach more people around the world, so definitely leave a review if you're feeling it. All right, let's do this thing. Let's get into our self-check-in, a time to just ground yourself, to see how you're feeling, see how you're doing. So wherever you are, let's all just take a deep inhale through your nose. Fill up your lungs with lots of goodness, lots of love into your beautiful body. And then take a big exhale, just sigh out, letting go of any stress, any anxiety, any fear. Just release it with your breath. Okay, now ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how am I doing today? And get real with yourself here. Once you have your number, let's pinpoint why you feel this way. So ask yourself, why or when did this start? What was going on? Maybe you were believing something, an intrusive thought. Maybe someone said something to you that wasn't nice. Whatever it is, just pinpoint it. Now ask yourself, what is something that I can do today to make today get a little bit better? Maybe you're having the best day ever. What is something you can do to continue that awesome momentum? Okay, and now I want you to just make a little promise to yourself that you're going to do that today. Maybe it's going to work out. Go do a workout. Go on a walk. Listen to the podcast. Call a friend. Like whatever it is, hold yourself to it. I'm holding you to it. All right, now ask yourself, have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? It is so important, especially this time of the year, to hydrate yourself. So even if you haven't, or even if you have, grab your water. Let's hydrate in 3, 2, 1, cheers. I recently switched out my water bottle for my Stanley. I hadn't used it in a really long time. Okay, I am re-obsessed with my Stanley again. I feel like I've been drinking so much more water and I've been putting a lot of ice in my water, which has been so yummy, especially on the hot Florida days. So definitely recommend if your Stanley was gathering dust, it's time to bring it back. Bring her back. Okay, continuing on. Next question. What is something that I want to accomplish before the summer ends? Just think about it. Maybe it's something you want to accomplish this month. Like let's say you're listening to this and it's not the summertime. And final question is how am I going to do this thing? Or what is the first step to take towards this thing I want to accomplish? And then maybe write it down, put it somewhere where you're not going to forget it, and just start. Be like, I'm holding myself to this. There is no better time than August, my queen, to really, really go after your big summer dreams. All right, let's get into our life updates. So, wow, if you hear me like deep breathing, whew, update, I'm very pregnant. If you haven't listened to the podcast in a while, I'm currently 33 weeks pregnant. There are 40 weeks in a pregnancy typically. I can technically full term is 37 weeks. It can go to like 42 weeks. But regardless, we are getting to the crunch, the finish line, you guys. We're almost there. The baby Guali is coming soon. She's coming. And I have to say, if I'm being totally honest, because I feel like this podcast is all about just being healthy, but also human. And part of being human is being real. And I want to keep this very real with you guys, authentic. Last night was not a good night. Honestly, the past few days, I have just been in a weird mental state. It was really hard for me to actually want to record a podcast today just because I was like, I don't even know what to talk about. I feel like I've just been in this kind of cloudy, just overwhelmed headspace recently with all of the things baby. It's a whole new world and I definitely know I'm not alone in this. I was feeling alone in this last night of just like there. I don't even know where to start with everything to get, things to do. I mean, everyone tells you certain things are the best thing to do and then they contradict someone else. It's just like, you know, just me wanting to be the best mom that I can be and navigating this new world. I just got very overwhelmed last night on top of also being super pregnant and tired, like so tired. I feel like I'm in a dream half my life at this point. And then also running my business, like it has been a lot recently. And the overwhelm has felt very, very, very real. So anyways, that is me being real with you. I've been in a weird headspace and I'm excited to come out of it. I think today was actually, I had a moment that was very positive. And if you've been feeling overwhelmed, I'm going to share this with you because I just had this little realization and made a big difference for me is that literally life happens in seasons. Like we're going to have seasons where everything feels so crazy busy and impossible. And then there's going to be seasons where we feel like we are on top of the world. We're getting everything on our to-do list done. Like we're operating as our best self. And I think it's important in the seasons where we feel overwhelmed to understand that they are truly temporary. I was experiencing a lot of fear around this overwhelm last night because I was genuinely like, I don't know when this is ever going to end. But that's the thing. I've had busy seasons in my life before and I felt exactly the same way. I would cry like constantly because I was like, I don't know how I'm going to continue on like this. Like this is so just hectic. But the thing is, those seasons also came to an end and I was able to move into a season that was a lot more peaceful and a lot more relaxed and less crazy. Check this off the list, you know? And also too, I think if you're listening to this episode and you are in a waiting season and you feel like your next season that you're stepping into is one that you do not even know how to navigate, I am right there with you with this whole baby thing. I am so brand new to anything baby. I've never even changed a diaper in my entire life, if I'm being totally transparent. The first time I even held a baby, let alone interacted with a baby, was like 9 months ago when my best friend had a baby. So I am totally new to this season. And I just want to say, I know how it can feel so scary when you have something coming up that you just don't even know what to expect. You've never done it before. You don't know what, like how to even fully prepare for it. But I think my encouragement to you is that you're not alone in that. Like genuinely, you're not alone in that. Just do the best that you can. And it's all going to work out. Like everything is going to be okay. You're going to figure it out. You're going to make mistakes, but you're also going to have moments where you learn from those mistakes. I think that's just part of being in a new season and trying new things and doing new things. Like we just have to remember that we're not experts all at once. It takes a lot of practice to become an expert at something. So just taking it day by day. I'm like speaking to myself right now as I literally cried over the fact that I could not get into this birthing class thing. It was taking a lot of effort to get someone to call me back. Oh my goodness, I was a mess last night. But regardless, I just want to say that to everyone who maybe needs to hear it, who's also going through something similar. But on a brighter note, I found like the cutest baby clothes store. If anyone listening, or not baby clothes, maternity clothes, if anyone listening is pregnant, or if you want to get pregnant one day, make a note of this, because let me tell you, I've hit a point also in my pregnancy where my clothes just don't fit. Like, oh man, I'm so curious if anyone listening is going to resonate with this, because this is something that I have not seen anyone talk about. Figuring out what you're going to wear each day when you are in your third trimester of pregnancy. I literally sat in my closet and I was just like, there's so many clothes all around me, so many cute clothes, and yet nothing is fitting me. Like it just doesn't even go over my belly at this point. And I'm talking about like I was going to a nice dinner or something. Or no, I was going to church. And obviously, like with church, I can't roll up in my little crop top and short shorts that aren't fitting me at all. So I was like, I have absolutely no idea what to wear. But it was just so wild to me how much my body has changed. But anyways, aside from that moment of just being like, I literally don't know what to wear today, I'm going to wear the same oversized thing again. But it's so funny because, not funny, but I found this store. They actually reached out to me on Instagram. It's called Pink Blush Maternity. It's an online store, and this is not a sponsored ad, but they did give me a code if you are pregnant looking for maternity clothes. It's a 25% off code. It's just code Callie. Just use it. If you want cute maternity clothes, like these clothes are so cute. It was giving like Free People Movement, but maternity, which I'm obsessed with. So definitely go check out their store if you are needing maternity clothes and feel like nothing is fitting you in your closet anymore. So anyways, that's also been something I've been navigating, is just figuring out like, what the heck do I wear today? But on a brighter note, because obviously I don't want to be complaining the entire episode. On a brighter note, I'm trying to even think like, okay, we have to talk about this. So I keep seeing on TikTok, these girls have their little balla bangles on their wrists and they're going on their hot girl walks with them. If you don't know what a balla bangle is, it is a weighted, like it's just ankle weights / wrist weights. I use them if you do my workouts. You've probably seen me use them before. They're really cute. They're just like little colorful things you put around your ankles. You Velcro them. Mine are 2 pounds. They go up to like 3 pounds maybe. Anyways, the TikTok girls have been wearing them on their wrists and going on their walks and pumping their arms. And I was like, okay, one, that looks really cute. I kind of just want to do it for the aesthetic. But two, I feel like that's a really good way to up the outdoor walks and add some resistance and get the arms pumping. So I did it the other day. At first, I had my arms by my side straight and I was like, not really feeling it. And then I realized, I'm like, okay, if I pump my arms, like bend my elbows by my side, like power walk it, okay. It was great. It was so fun. I loved it. I feel like my arms weren't dying, but they were feeling good. So if you've been wanting to add some resistance to your cardio sesh and you like to walk, definitely grab yourself some ankle weights and put them on your wrists. You don't need to use Bala. You can use whatever brand, but it was really fun. Also, I've been watching the Olympics. Curious what your favorite sports are in the Olympics. I have been loving gymnastics. That's like my go-to summer Olympic sport. I like that. I'm excited to watch rhythmic gymnastics. And I watched surfing. Surfing was really cool. They had it in Tahiti, which I'm dying to go there now because it looks so beautiful. Just mountains everywhere. And these waves were wild. I genuinely was like, how are these people surfing these right now? I love my 1 foot waves to surf in Florida. But anyways, I've been loving the Olympics. So curious what your thoughts are on the sports. I did see that there was controversy about the opening ceremony. I did not watch the opening ceremony. Have not been loving the ads, I will say. They're very like dark. But other than that, I've been enjoying the actual competition, you could say. Okay, let's get into our topic today. I feel like that was a good little catch-up sesh. I can't wait to, like, you guys, I can't wait to just keep you posted on this baby journey. I know a lot of you listening are not pregnant, but I'm telling you, like, it is such a wild season, and I can't wait to just continue to update you on it. And I also love that I'm, like, documenting all of this so I can listen back and be like, wow, she has come far. She has come far. But speaking of documenting things, let's get into our episode. New month reset. Who this? So I just had this little thought for my first point. I'm going to make all these up on the fly. So please bear with me. Please bear with the pregnancy brain. First one is journaling and documenting things. Okay. If you haven't already, I think it'd be so fun to just take like time in the next week to really just write down and reflect on your summer. Reflect on the good, reflect on the bad, just like write it all down. I think there's so much beauty in reflecting and writing down things that are going on in our lives and documenting them, whether that's through videos, through photos, through all these things. Because truly, I think there is nothing more motivating than looking back and seeing how far you have come. Especially if, like, let's say the beginning of the summer, you were struggling with your relationship with food and you really worked on it over the summer and you can finally look back and be like, wow, that has healed a lot. There is so much just accomplishment and excitement in documenting things. So that's my first point. I really want to do that myself. I think that'd be fun. I used to record little voice memos on my phone of just like my thoughts. And honestly, I feel like that could even be a cool way to document the life, is just to go in the voice memos and talk about things that happened over the summer. My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together. Hey everyone, it's Callie, and I have a little PSA for my girlies who are genuinely scared of what their period will bring each month. from painful cramping, uncomfortable bloating, cravings, or a roller coaster of emotions. I have been there and know how frustrating it can feel. Let me introduce your hormones to their new bestie, Hormone Harmony, a nature-inspired supplement that supports optimal hormone levels, helping to reduce mild mood swings, improve sleep quality, and even curb those annoying cravings. If you read the reviews, you'll notice that over 17,000 women all around the world are saying that they finally feel like themselves again after taking Hormone Harmony. Let's quickly dive into some of the core ingredients that make up Hormone Harmony. I love how Hormone Harmony includes adaptogens like ashwagandha extract, which helps the body handle stress from hormonal changes and cortisol levels. Another key ingredient that caught my eye is maca root extract, which can give you sustained energy, helps with mild mood swings, and supports a healthy drive. Painful periods aren't normal, and I'm here to tell you that you don't have to keep suffering through them. Hormone Harmony can actually help you. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Callie at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Callie for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Things you learned, lessons you learned, all those things. Okay, number two for our new month reset is it is so important to set some goals for yourself. We have a whole episode on goal setting. It was a couple weeks ago. So if you want more in depth how to set goals, definitely go listen to that. I think the biggest takeaway that I would just want to really put in your brain right now for setting goals is truly having a why behind what you are doing. So let's say your goal is you want to run a 5K. Really asking yourself, like, why do I want to do that? Truly understanding the root of it, and don't lie to yourself, because when we lie to ourselves, like, it's going to be exposed eventually. I think truly just getting to the root cause and using that to motivate ourselves. Motivation does not always last. We have our days where we're unmotivated, but truly I think just having a continued purpose really pushes you along the journey. Okay, the next thing for our little new month reset is I really want you to go into your bathroom and just go through your cabinets, go through your skincare, and just toss the clutter. Get rid of the old and make space for the new, what's working. You can do this in honestly any area of your house. I think it's so satisfying to get rid of things that you're just hanging on to that just aren't even serving you or aren't even part of your life anymore, and they're just taking up space. That could be a physical thing, a mental thing, a spiritual thing, like whatever it is. Declutter. That's a great way to start the month. And the next thing too is, okay, speaking of decluttering, something that has just been like really, really big for me recently is spending time each day responding to my texts and just not letting them accumulate. I have been so guilty of this, just not responding and be like, oh, I'm just gonna do it later. And I swipe my text so it says unread or whatever. Literally, later just never comes. It's only the present moment. Carve out a time in your day when you're just going to set aside like 15 minutes to respond to text messages. If that is you, if you struggle with communication and being really responsive, I think that's been a really awesome way to feel like I'm just keeping up with my friends, people I'm working with, all these different things too. Okay, some other fun like little new month reset activities is you have to take an everything shower. This is just a non-negotiable. I literally feel like a different person when I take an everything shower. What is an everything shower? It's another TikTok trend. Sometimes, you know, TikTok like actually has good trends, I will say. This one is literally when you just shave like every part of your body that you like to shave. You do your hair wash day. I have been obsessed with doing a deep conditioning hair mask. I have to quickly update you on this after I continue telling you about the everything shower. So I'll do the deep conditioning hair mask. Then I let that sit in my hair while I shave myself. And then I scrub my whole body, obviously. And that is that. Then I get out of the shower and I will towel dry my hair. Then I'll put lotion on my body. Got to put lotion, belly butter on the belly to prevent stretch marks. And then I will spray my hair with, I've been loving argan oil. So I'll spray my hair with argan oil. This brand also just sent me some stuff for hair care, like hair damaged hair healing. And I've used it once, so I can't really say if it actually works yet, but I'll keep you posted on that. But anyways, I feel like that's such a fun little just little reset new month kind of thing, just to get yourself like back in the groove. And then you put obviously a moisturizer on your face, lip balm on your lips. It just feels really, really good. Okay, I have to quickly update you on my hair care routine. I am genuinely shocked at how my hair has just gotten so much healthier in probably 1 month of doing this. So here's what I've been doing is I got this deep conditioning hair mask. This really, I'll link it, but it's this brand. It's like a, literally like a holistic-y hair kind of thing. I scanned it on my Yuka app. So it is very nice and non-toxic. It had a very high score on Yuka. If you also know what Yuka is, it's such a good app. It tells you what toxic ingredients are in products. So you can scan them and see, it gives them a score and you can see like, oh, this has whatever ingredient in it that's does this or can do this to the body, or oh, this is a really clean product and I can, it's like great for me. So anyways, I've been loving the Yuka app, and so I scanned this at Ulta and it's like a yogurt honey kind of thing. I'll link it. It sounds weird, but it is so good. It smells really good too. It's very natural. My hair has been loving it. It's been responding well to it. I've actually been using it every time I wash my hair. I'm just like, I need to just deep condition myself constantly to really fix this hair damage. Also, I've been changing the way I brush my hair. I think that's also made a huge difference too. I didn't realize you brush your hair from the bottom up, not the top down. So you like take it in chunks and you start at the bottom, brush, 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 and you move up to the middle, then you move up to the top. Anyways, I've been doing that also, which has been so good. I use a wet to, like the wet to dry brush. So it's less terrible on your hair for like breakage if your hair is wet. And then I've been spraying it with argan oil. I'll link the argan oil I've been using. It's literally just like a brand from Target. It's not anything fancy. I was going to get an expensive one. And then John was like, oh, this brand I used in high school and it's so good. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll try that first before I splurge and ball out on my hair care. But it actually has been really good. And I use it. And then, like I said, I did the other products once. And I'm curious if they'll do good things to my hair too. So I'll test it out. But regardless, I've been noticing a big difference in my hair, especially in like the hair damage and stuff. And just for background, I was bleaching my hair for so many years and it was just so damaged. And I just wanted to like give myself a little hair moment and really research and learn more about how to take care of my hair. So maybe that's your thing this month as you dive into a hair care journey of taking care of your hair. It just feels so good, I will say. Okay, the next little reset idea for you is to meal prep. Seriously, getting into meal prep has been a huge game changer for both John and I in our just nutrition journey. I will link the cookbook below also that we love. It is literally like a step-by-step how to meal prep, what ingredients to get at the grocery store. I really like it too because the different recipes in it are really satisfying. They're filling. It's not just like, here's one scoop of quinoa and one scoop of broccoli and chicken. Like, no, it's literally so, the meals are so good. And it's nice too because she uses the same ingredients throughout the week basically. So you don't have to go and like buy a ton of new ingredients and use half of them and then they all go to waste for one recipe. Like, it's not like that. So it's called Cook Once, Eat All Week. It is really, really awesome. And I definitely recommend that cookbook as well for food stuff. Okay, let's move into some workout stuff aside from the Bala Hot Girl Walk like I was telling you. I think a new month, like this is a great time to really just dive into taking care of yourself physically as well, especially if you're going back to school or if you're starting a new job or whatever the case is. I feel like it's just like we don't need to wait till January to get back in our fitness routine. And listen, like every day is different. Some days you might feel motivated, other days you might not feel motivated. But that's what I was saying, like you can't rely on motivation to stay consistent in your fitness journey. It's more so relying on like, what's the purpose of me doing this? How can I actually integrate my workouts into my lifestyle and make this part of my lifestyle, not just this temporary thing? So I'm going to tell you guys about a challenge I'm launching. It starts on Monday. I have an online Pilates studio, an app called Sweaty Studio. I'm a Pilates instructor and bar instructor. And this is a 21-day challenge. So 21 days is the amount of time it takes to build a habit. It is called the 21-Day Beautiful Pilates and Journal Challenge. So I basically wanted this challenge to be a time where, one, we could work on our physical health, but also on our mental health as well through journaling. I made you a little downloadable journal that comes with the challenge, daily journal prompts to feel like your best self. And then we have 4 workouts a week. They're Pilates workouts and bar workouts. They're so fun. Lots of empowering affirmations blended in. And then we got 2 cardio days. You can do cardio of your choice. Maybe do your little ball ankle weight moment. And then 1 day is a stretch day / rest day. So it's a program. And if you are needing something to just really kick you into gear, I always find a program is the best place to start. I love following programs personally. I feel like they're fun. It's something to look forward to. And you don't have to think about what's the next workout I'm going to do tomorrow. Or, like, I'm not really in the mood to work out today. I'm just going to skip it. But you're like, no, I have this program I'm following. I committed to it. And it's great. So I'll put the sign up in that. The sign-up's not open quite yet, but I will link to my studio so that you have the link to where you can access it. It's going to start on the 5th, August 5th, and it will be open for any time. If you're listening to this down the line, you can still join it. We have monthly challenges too at the studio. But anyways, on that note, that is my little tip for my girlies needing some workout reset in their life. Okay, I think the next thing too, a couple more points I want to make is, one, like I said before, cut the fluff out of your life with the products, the things you don't use, the clutter. But this goes also for your work day. Like, what are things that are just not frankly serving you? I realized I was spending a lot of time consuming content on social media, and literally I'd post a story and I'd watch my story like 10 times. Why did I do that? I don't know. But anyways, I have had to set a lot of boundaries around social media consumption to the point where I actually, in your settings on your phone, you can turn it where if you click your phone power button 3 times, it will turn your phone to grayscale. So it's, one, a ton less stimulating, way less addictive. I do it now if I'm going on social media to post something, and I find it just helps a ton with the distraction stuff. So that's my big recommendation, is if something in your life feels fluffy and you feel like you're just consuming a lot of content, figure out why you're doing it, first of all. And then secondly, put boundaries into place to help set you up for success so you don't fall back into that trap of phone addiction or social media addiction. I started putting my phone far away from my bed so that I wouldn't go on it in the morning or night, because I fell back into the trap again. It has been helping immensely. And maybe even in your work life, like maybe you've been consuming emails constantly. Like literally you keep just finding yourself in the dead time going on your email and just refreshing it, or just like looking for little tiny things to do just to fill up your day with a ton of stuff. Genuinely just cut the fluff. Like I think in general, we as humans have gotten into this place where we just want to be constantly stimulated, dopamine hits, we want to be busy constantly. If we aren't busy, we're like, ah, we're bored. This month, I challenge us to get rid of those dopamine hits and actually learn how to be still in our life, to be okay with not having the next thing to do immediately. Ooh, a little challenge for us. I feel like that's gonna be so fun. Okay, and then moving into my final last point, my last idea for this little reset, new month reset, is something else that we could do is genuinely just getting back in our relationship with the Lord. If you're listening to this, you're not a Christian, or you are, whatever the case is, maybe you feel far from the Lord. This is a great time to just dive into, like, what do I really believe? Where am I at with God? And then invite him into your life. Maybe it's reading a daily devotional, just starting there, seeing how it goes. Maybe it's going to church for the first time in a really long time, trying a new place. Maybe it's just talking to God on your walk, thanking him for things that he's created. It can get so easy to shove God out of our life when we're so busy. But this is the best, perfect, amazing time, the now, the present moment, to just see where you're at with the Lord and get back into that relationship. Because truly, when you put God first in your life, when that relationship is what matters to you the most, everything else in your life is going to follow. I'm going to be honest, I think I've kind of been in a weird spot lately in terms of, like, I feel like I've been trying to find a good balance between, like, not making my quiet time this, like, disciplined, rigid, religious thing, more so if I want to have a relationship with the Lord. Like, that's why I'm doing it. So I've been in a place of trying to navigate this. And I feel like the past few days, like, maybe I haven't been as close to the Lord. And maybe that's why I've been feeling just, like, really chaotic and overwhelmed. But I've just truly found, like, some of my best days are the days where I feel like I'm talking to God constantly throughout the day. And we're, like, best friends. And it's just, like, such a great time. So that's my encouragement to you for our little resets. I hope you liked these ideas. I kind of love doing monthly just obsession type episodes. Like, these are things that I've been learning, things I'm obsessed with, things that can help us have a great month. So let me know how you like this type of episode. It's just chill, casual, chatty, all the things. But if you love the episode, like I said, share it with a friend, send it to your friend, be like, hey, this would help you. Or, like, I just thought you want to listen to this. Also, you can tag me on Instagram at healthybuthumanpod, or you can tag me on my personal IG at CallieGuali, and I'll repost you. But other than that, thank you for listening to this episode. I have weekly episodes, so definitely make sure your notifications are turned on so you don't miss another one of my podcast episodes. And yeah, I'll see you next time. Have a great day, keeping amazing and keeping healthy but human. You are here for a reason, my gorgeous queen. All right, bye. My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.